Greetings, Liddell. This is Bob Rouse, your host to the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio features the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. And this morning we have two very interesting guests who come to speak to us. Is Pam Franklin, a member of First United Methodist Church here in Slidell, and Pastor Ray L. Lowry, pastor of Providence Missionary Baptist Church out on Thompson Road, a man and a woman of God concerned about the hearts of people here in town. And they came to talk to us today about an event coming up on October 13th, which is called A Walk to Remember. So welcome, guys. Glad
Thank
you're
you.
Here.
Thank you.
Pam, first, tell me a little bit about yourself. How are you connected with United Methodist Church?
First United Methodist Church I was introduced to through my daughter. She and her husband are youth advisors. Loved the church so much, decided to stay. So this has been my passion after the loss of a grandchild.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of a personal thing for you.
This is very personal. Yes, sir. I have one daughter who lost three pregnancies and now is blessed with a beautiful child, 4 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I have one daughter who lost one pregnancy, and then she lost her four-month-old. She does have two other boys, and so this is very near and dear to my heart.
So A Walk to Remember is helping those who've lost children.
Yes.
Our grandchildren.
Yes. Children of any age. It helps those that we gather to remember the lives of those children, no matter what age they were.
Well, great. And how long has this been going on?
This is our eighth year.
So for 8 years now we've been doing this. What is it like? What is the event like? It's on, it's on Saturday, October 13th.
Correct. We gather at 9:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
The wonderful Ronnie Cole blesses us with his music at
9:30.
Really? He tickles the keys for us. Then we begin our service at 10.
Uh-huh.
Mostly music. Music speaks to the heart.
Okay.
So we have several people that come. Ronnie Cole plays, Missy Spinoza sings, Bobby Oler plays for us, our youth choir and band from our 9:45 Alive service.
Okay.
Several of those participate. Lots of individuals just come and sing and give their gift of music. And so it's a gathering of parents, grandparents, family members that have lost children of any age at First United Methodist Church. We want to share this with the community.
So it's a community-wide event. The organization, the preparation, and the execution of the event is by First United Methodist
Yes.
Church. Pastor Lowry, we're glad to have you with us this morning.
Yes, sir. It's good to be here. Thank you.
You're an integral part of this Walk to Remember. What brings you to this event?
I met Miss Pam several years ago in another venue. We were talking, and she began to tell me about this event. And I had some hidden feelings, emotions that I had, didn't know I had. My wife and I lost two children to miscarriages some years ago, and I just kind of suppressed that feeling until I began to talk to Miss Pam, and so it kind of sparked an interest in me, and I went by 1 year with her, and I actually prayed on the event, and it's a beautiful occasion to get individuals to come together, let them know that they're not alone in this venture they're in.
So it's a gathering of people with a common hurt, a common loss that needs to be addressed.
Right, exactly. Sometimes I suppressed those emotions, didn't realize I suppressed them until I went to this event. And I think by me coming forward or other individuals coming forward, we can help others who are going through or about to go through it.
So in opening it up to the community, how are we getting the word out? How are we explaining it to people what we need to be doing?
Thanks to you and the Ministers Alliance. I have attended many Ministers Alliance events over the years to spread the word there. As you know, we have so many churches in the community, it's very difficult to physically go to all of them. So I have been introduced to many people through God bringing us together that have suffered the same loss or know someone who has, and they have started helping me spread the word. So we try to get the word out to as many people as we can. We do have some people in the news media who share this on their Facebook, on their websites. Just trying to get the word out person to person and also through the churches.
But it's not just for church people.
No, it is not. It is for anyone and everyone who has ever lost a child or their family has lost a child to come together and know that you need not be alone. This is not a church event specifically. This came about through the loss of our grandson while his older brother was attending Mother's Day out at First United Methodist. And as our youth pastor was in Lafayette at a Christian concert, his wife went in the ladies' room and saw a flyer. We had no idea that October is Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month until time.
Oh, really?
She brought it back, presented it to me, and the next year we started the walk.
It's a walk to remember. How does the word walk fit into it?
Well, what we do, as I said, we gather at the church. We have music. We have prayer. We have candle lighting. We light candles in memory of the child, and then we have balloons that you can write the child or the family name on. In my case, I write hearts on them for all the miscarriages my family has suffered, as well as the baby. We have a police escort. Slido Police Department is wonderful to us. We have Big E Brass Band, which is Slido High students or some graduates. They play. Nephews by marriage suffered the loss we suffered. So they play. They walk us to Heritage Park. We have a balloon release, a prayer, and then we have cake and fellowship.
So it's a mutual support thing.
Yes, it is.
So the main participants are the people who show up.
Yes.
I mean, it's good that we can have Ronnie Cole and the other illustrious names that you've mentioned. But the fact is, the real stars are the people who come with a burden.
Yes.
To share with each other and to help to relieve their own burden, as well as to help somebody else.
Right. And our singers all choose their own songs. It's songs from the heart, something that means something to them. And they share that with us, which that is truly a blessing. It's a very casual event. We do sell T-shirts if you choose to buy one, just so we can refurbish and get more shirts next year.
Okay.
But we have T-shirts and we have the balloons. And like I said, it's just a beautiful gathering, a little ministry, mostly music and prayer. And then we walk together to show that we're here for others.
But don't you think ministry is just showing the love of Christ?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I doubt if any of us have those special words that every time we speak them, the water calms. Every time we speak them, there's it. But ministry is just people loving people, isn't it?
Right.
Pastor Larry, could you help us with that thought about people loving people?
Yeah, and we were talking about as far as the words sometimes. Sometimes, as Bobby, I think you may have coined that phrase, it's the ministry of presence. So when we gather together this event on that Saturday, you're like individuals who suffer the same thing. So sometimes you just be in there to just kind of put an arm around them or just to hug them or to tell them what you've gone through and the emotion that you've gone through, so kind of help them. So just the ministry of presence sometimes is very helpful.
So it's the ministry of presence of people with a mutual experience. But I suspect that there are other people in the community that would just see a value in just loving people at a moment like this. Do we have room for them at the altar?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have room for plenty of people. We've had typically 75 to 100 show up, and it's beautiful. We have a wonderful MC, Dean Powery, who directs us and calls the singers to sing. It's just a beautiful event. And in the end, what he does is he has us all come forward, slide in from the sides of the pews, come into the center aisle, come up to the front of the church. And when we do, from the balcony, it looks like a cross.
Well, sounds like you said 8 years?
This is our eighth year, yes.
This is the eighth year this year, and it's a growing event.
Yes, sir.
It's one that makes a difference in our community.
Yes.
Slido is just a wonderful place to live. There's so much caring that goes on here, so much good things, and this is just one more good thing among many that makes this just a wonderful place to grow and to live and to raise our families. Well, Pam, this has been very interesting. I really appreciate you and Pastor Ray Lowry being with us today. How do people get engaged? How do they get involved with this event?
You can call me. My personal cell phone is 985-707-8100. You can contact me that way, or you can call the church office at First United Methodist Church, and they will give you my number or direct you. We meet, as I said, at 9:30 on Saturday morning. Just come as you are. We wear shorts, flip-flops, and we're in God's house just celebrating the lives of our children and taking the steps they didn't get to.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Pastor Larry, what's your word of encouragement for people to come?
I just encourage you. As I went out to this event, I said once I got there and realized the emotion that I had been suppressing, it's been a blessing to me to come and to see the other individual and to hear the inspirational singing. And they say just to love on one another. So I'd encourage you to come out to witness this event.
But, you know, I know both of you to be loving and kind and gentle people who have no motive other than just to love people and to see people get better. You know, watch that light come on in their eyes when they feel love, maybe for the first time, and maybe to be, as you were, Pastor Larry, realize that there were some things there that needed to be addressed. It's really a great thing that you're doing. I really compliment you. I appreciate what you're doing, and it's our privilege to be a part of it, to put these words out that maybe somebody who's lost a child, a grandchild, or just had a miscarriage, or any event where there's a loss of a child, a neighbor child maybe, and you're just grieving with it, can come out and be a part of what you're doing.
Yes, children of any age. They're always your children.
You guys are great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for doing what you're doing. And any way we can love and support you, we just want to do that for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Slidell, for tuning into Voices here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037. Send us a text, leave a comment. If you've heard something here today, or if you need more information, if you didn't quite get the phone numbers, give us a call. We can help you out with that. We'd encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell, and go to our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can make tax-deductible donations to support the station. We need your help. And again, the number is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again daily for Voice of Slidell at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.